Illegal immigrant accused of transporting $12 million of crystal meth in South Dakota. By Catherine Hamilton on August 12, 2025. Highway Patrol in South Dakota arrested an illegal immigrant for allegedly transporting 207 pounds of crystal methamphetamine. Governor Larry Roden, R., announced on Monday. The haul, with an estimated street value of $12 million, is the largest in state Highway Patrol history, according to a press release from the governor's office. The arrest is part of the state's operation Prairie Thunder, launched in July to support U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) in its mission to crack down on illegal immigration and to fight crime and gang activity. "We are taking action to protect the people of South Dakota from criminals and drug traffickers. Our highway patrol showed incredible professionalism in achieving this record drug bust," Roden said in a statement. "I promise that my administration would keep South Dakota strong, safe, and free, and we will continue to deliver on that promise through Operation Prairie Thunder." A highway patrol trooper initially pulled over the 42-year-old man for speeding on Interstate 90 in Sturgis. The man, whom the governor's office did not identify, allegedly acted in a suspicious manner, prompting a vehicle search. A police service dog tipped troopers off to an odd odor, and law enforcement subsequently found 207.24 pounds of crystal methamphetamine, according to the release. The vehicle was seized as part of the investigation, and the man is now in immigration proceedings, the press release states. According to the governor's office, the incident marks the 8th non-citizen stop by Highway Patrol since it signed the 287G agreement with ICE. In these instances, the Highway Patrol works closely with ICE to coordinate transfer to federal custody, which is a key, ongoing component of Operation Prairie Thunder, the governor's office said. The driver is facing charges for felony distribution / manufacturing of a controlled substance II, felony possession of a controlled drug / substance Schedule II, and misdemeanor possession or use of drug paraphernalia. The Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, Homeland Security Investigations, Meade County Sheriff's Office, and Rapid City Police Department were also involved in the investigation, according to the governor's press release.